We're talking with Michael Archer, who is the esteemed author of both Firebombers Incorporated and his second amazing novel, Firestorm, about a high-tech firefighting company. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Okay, Roberta. How about you?
Fine. Thank you for joining us. First of all, what prompted you to write Firestorm?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the military, and firefighting is kind of a military-type operation, so I thought the two melded together quite nicely, especially for this novel, Firestorm. The novel is dedicated to the military, and so it has kind of a military flavor to the story.
What is the story about?
Well, basically, it's about this elite firefighting organization called Firebombers Incorporated. They travel down to a small Central American country and get caught up in a drug lord-inspired uprising and attempted coup. And the story, the company of firefighters gets cut off deep in the jungle, and the owner of the organization has to make a decision. Do I try to ransom my people from these drug lords who've got tons of money, or do we try to go in and rescue them?
Now, let's backtrack a little bit, because I'm not really familiar with your first novel, I have to say. I just sort of skimmed the second novel. How did this guy get all this money, and what kind of high-tech firefighting equipment does he have?
Well, the guy got all this money because he's a financial whiz, kind of a Howard Hughes type, and he inherited some of the business from his father, and then went ahead and made his own investments and so forth, built up the company until he became a multi-billionaire. Don't we all wish we were one of those?
Yes.
And as a result of his family dying in a forest fire, he decided he would start this firefighting organization. And since he has all this business, he lavished high-tech gadgetry on the business.
Now, what got you personally interested in firefighting? Were you one of those kids that always had a firefighting hat on and then always went around making, you know, making noises from ambulances and things like that?
No, I left that up to my uncle and his kids. No, in my case, I was just interested because it's sort of like a military operation. There's a lot of precision to it. They have a definite battle plan. They have to go in to really dangerous situations and try and get people out before it's too late.
And why, okay, I, one of the things that in your press kit anyway that I read was that you give 50% of the profits to firefighting organizations. Now, frankly, Mike, at first, I looked at that and I thought, whoa, is that 5%? No, it's 50, my gosh. Are you, at the risk of sounding rude, are you stupid? I mean, how do you make money from this?
Well, as to whether I'm stupid, that's a character assessment that I'm not really in a position to make.
Well, then I guess I just made a character assassination.
Basically, it's my way of giving back to society. Firefighters, aside from 9/11 and the California firestorm, really don't get much press, don't get much support. Here in California, we've had to cut back a lot on support for them. So I thought this was a good area to donate in. And I'd read something about a best-selling author who'd been making $100 million worth of contracts one year, and just imagine what firefighting relief organizations could do with half of that.
And what organizations do you support, and how do you choose the ones that you support?
Well, I'm currently supporting Wildland Firefighter Foundation up in Boise, Idaho. They support the Wildland Firefighters. Associated Air Tanker Pilots in California, they support the folks who fly the planes and helicopters that drop the retardant. California State Firefighters Association Historical Society, which helps out the folks who lost during the firestorm, and also the firefighters' families that were or the firefighters were injured or killed during that. And typically I pick them based on the associations that I'm working with at the time, like Washington State Firefighters right now. I'm probably going to be going to a show up there in July, and I'll donate the proceeds or, you know, the 50% profit after the show to their organization.
And why did you start Firebomber Publications?
Well, I had been trying to get my book before a publisher, and I didn't have a whole lot of luck. Fiction is not a real hot topic in a lot of cases unless you're well known, and so I decided to just strike out on my own and start my own publishing company. And I'd written Firebombers Incorporated in 93, and finally in 2001 I decided, well, I'm going to try this on my own. Came out with paperback in 2002, Firestorm in 2003. And since I was laid off in early 2004, I decided to go full-time on it.
And what do you get out of this? I mean, if you're giving half of the profits to organizations, are you at least making enough money so you can eat? I would like you to eat.
Yeah, I've tried to cut my expenses down to a minimum, so I'm able to donate the 50%, and it really gives me a lot of satisfaction being able to write, kind of set my own schedule, and being able to help out other people, which is something I've always enjoyed doing.
So you were an engineer. What type of engineer were you, and why did you change careers?
Well, I've actually changed careers a few times. I'd originally studied to be a science teacher, then a veterinarian, then was going to work in a feedlot with animals, then moved into being a technician and engineer. So it's just one more change from being a systems engineer at a company called Printrack. It's a division of Motorola, where I was doing hardware and software repair and troubleshooting and some work in design. And decided to strike out in the direction of writing, which I've been doing part-time and found to be very enjoyable.
Why do you think so few firefighting bestsellers have been written? I mean, I can think of Backdraft, that's it.
Yeah, well, I'd read something recently that they said that Backdraft is kind of a joke amongst firefighters, that they don't find it to be that realistic. And I think the problem is it's still basically a job. It's a dangerous job, but people don't really think of it as being as exciting, say, as like being in the military or being a high-rolling gambler or something like this, where there's a lot of action and excitement. And I'm trying to remedy that by bringing home the fact that there is quite a bit of excitement, and it's a lot of death-defying things that they have to do to try and get in there and get people out, and even saving people's property, because anybody who's lost a home in a fire knows that it's really devastating. You don't just lose the home, you lose all your memories with the home.
And what's next for you? Are you going to shake up the entire firefighting industry, perhaps, by making $100 million yourself and then buying high-tech fire equipment for every department in the U.S.?
Well, I don't think that I'd ever make enough money to do that, but I'm hoping to at least make a difference where I can go in and help out the various firefighting organizations. Fire Bombers Incorporated basically introduced Fire Bombers Incorporated, the firefighting outfit. Firestorm has taken them on the road, and the follow-on books will go to other parts of the world because they're a very expensive operation and they need to have some way of getting their products supported. And so what they have to do is open up new markets, areas that haven't been exposed to this product. So they'll be going to other places, like next time out it's Australia, and there are fires that occur all over the world, so this exposes readers to new sights, new sounds, new cultures, and you know, it's something that'll make it much more interesting for people. It's kind of like a travelogue of firefighters.
And are you going to travel to all these exotic places yourself to research, or does it depend on how many books you sell?
Well, I plan to go to Australia to research for the next one coming up, so I'll have to do some advance work to make sure that it sounds realistic